This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, how you doing tonight? Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We've got a lot to get to in the next 3 hours, 2 hours. And we've got some breaking news. We've got some information on the biggest stories of the week. And we've got a new guest. Well, not a new guest, a familiar guest in the ladies' lounge tonight. So looking forward to having her with us. Kristen Tate is back. She's become kind of a fan favorite around here. And Kevin McCullough is my name. Thanks for being with us here in New York. It has been the week to be, has it not? I mean, if you had said a week ago that what we were going to face this week was anywhere near what it ended up being, I just would have thought you were half nuts. And as we look back on it now, you know, we have the not-so-fortunate insight of knowing exactly where everything came to a close. And it's disturbing. It's disturbing on many levels. Because you have, you know, very, very grim circumstances that if the narrative is as the media says that it is this very minute, our nation's screwed. There's nothing, we don't have an outcome of this that ends well. But I'm going to choose tonight to be a person that has a little bit more hope than that. On two levels. One, I'm going to hope that we don't have the narrative exactly right. And secondly, I'm going to hope that the American people are better than what these base instincts are kind of demonstrating. Now, let me get you up to speed on some of the headlines of the day thus far. They just shut down an investigation in Dallas, Texas, in which there was a bomb threat or some form of a threat against the Dallas police force. The person that overran security got into a private garage that that has the cars parked of the patrolmen and stuff that go to the Dallas police headquarters every day, and they have just cleared. They've just given the all clear for the parking garage there in Dallas at the police station, but that doesn't mean that they didn't have a good, long, intense look, because as this person got past security and then kind of disappeared on the grid, you can just imagine the degree of concern and distraught nature that they had to put up with. So we've got even in the aftermath of what we already have documented is one of the worst weeks for law enforcement and for really for our country. This week has been, how do you describe it in any way other than it's just been an abjectly horrid week for America? But when you add to that, and this is where I'm really struggling tonight, friend. And you got to know I don't like to struggle. You got to know it's not something that comes easy to me. It's not something that I enjoy admitting. But I really, really struggle with not just going ballistic on our leaders tonight, because I think they are getting more Americans killed. I think the irresponsible actions of particularly the governor of Minnesota, the attorney general of the United States, and the President of the United States have all played into directly the deaths of some of the police officers in Dallas. And I'm gonna unpack this as calmly as I can over the next little bit. The Ladies Lounge in the second hour, Kristen Tate will be with us, and she's going to give us a millennial take on what millennials are thinking about this week and how it all came down. But I've got to tell you, when I was in the studio on, what was it, Tuesday, when the Minneapolis event took place, there was a local community organizer, pastor figure in my studios. He said, "Kev, you got to see the video. You got to see the video of the girlfriend in Falcon Heights." And we didn't know her name. We just knew that she had hit Facebook Live immediately after an altercation had occurred with a man that she said was her boyfriend in a car. And she said they were stopped for a busted tail light, and then the cop just shot her boyfriend, and that she had no idea what was going on, et cetera, et cetera. So I watched the YouTube, and it's been archived all over the web. It's there. It's easy to find. You put Falcon Heights shooting, and it's the first thing that comes up in YouTube. So I watch her. It's a 10-minute long video. But the first minute and 38 or minute and 40 or whatever it is really all that's necessary, because the phone is then at that point, she's arrested. And so when she's or detained, when she's put into cuffs, the phone gets tossed aside and then it just runs for 8 minutes. And there's not much that happens there. But the first minute 38 is quite instructive. Because she tries very hard to put a narrative into play that she is asking the world to believe. And here's what happened. And I'm going to go back, and we're going to take a look at the videotape, and we're going to try to put this together as honestly and as sincerely as we can. But here's what happened. In the making of that Facebook Live video, she begins to put a narrative down that is actually what then is picked up by the elected officials and then kind of run with. We actually have that video ready to go. So let's take a look. This is a woman by the name that we would find out later of Diamond Reynolds. Take a look at this.
Stay with me. We got pulled over for a busted tail light in the back. And the police he's covered. He killed my boyfriend. He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet out his pocket, and he let the officer know that he had a firearm and he was reaching for his wallet, and the officer just shot him in his arm. We're waiting for Beck. I will, sir. No worries. I will.
Fuck.
He just shot his arm off. We got pulled over on Larpiner.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand off
it. You told him to get his ID, sir, and his driver's license. Oh, my God. Please don't tell me he's dead. Please don't tell me my boyfriend just went like that.
Keep your hands where they are, please.
Yes, I will, sir. I'll keep my hands where they are. Please don't tell me this, Lord. Please, Jesus, don't tell me that he's gone. Please don't tell me that he's gone. Please, officer, don't tell me that you just did this to him. You shot 4 bullets into him, sir. He was just getting his license and registration, sir.
Okay, at this point, the officers begin to remove her from the car to arrest her.
Exit now. Keep them up.
And they keep talking to her, and she starts walking. You can keep the tape rolling. They start talking to her. She begins walking backwards under the police officer's instruction.
Keep walking.
They obviously have guns trained on her. Now, this is an interesting scenario. If it's just a busted taillight, why would they have guns out? Why would they have guns trained? And then the phone goes down, and you pretty much from that on, okay, now we can pull back. Okay, so, and for those of you on radio, remember, we're in 44 million television households as well, so we've got some of this that is going to be more advantageous for the TV audience tonight, but I'll try to narrate it as best I can. Long story short, she is arrested and detained. He goes to the hospital, and we would later learn his name is Fernando... Castile. And he dies of the wounds that he had. However, the wounds were gunshots in the arm. He was not shot in the head or the torso. I mean, it's pretty obvious that the officer that did the shooting at a very close range was not shooting to kill him immediately. If he had wanted to shoot to kill immediately, he would have shot him in the head or in the torso through the heart. He did not. He was trying to wound him. And he says in that video that you hear right there, I told him not to reach for it. Well, what was he telling him not to reach for? We're going to talk about that coming up because there's some evidence that is beginning to be made public that we didn't have the advantage of. But here's my assertion tonight. Our public leaders rushing to judgment got Dallas police officers killed. And I intend to demonstrate that case over the course of tonight's Radio Night Live broadcast. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a new station with us tonight. I'm going to tell you more about that as well. It's a very busy news night. Kevin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Well, it's Radio Night Live. It's from New York. It's Kevin McCullough. We are so glad to have you with us. And if you haven't joined us lately, there's a lot of ways to get us. You can get us on TuneIn. You can look at iHeartRadio, TuneIn. You can find us online. We're streamed on dozens and dozens and dozens of radio stations. We're live on almost 300 radio outlets across the country. And then 44 million television households in partnership with the tremendous people at the Biz TV television network. But if you're just on your computer and you want to go over to my Facebook page, you can join a live private chat conversation that's going down there, a few dozen people watching at any given time and giving comment and weighing in and all the rest of it. And I would encourage you to become part of the conversation there, part of the party. I'm interested in your comments. For the second week in a row, we have some issue, technical issue, with our phone lines. So here, I'm going to give out the phone number, but we won't be able to put you on live. You can leave a message for me, and in the breaks, we will review them and maybe air some of them. But if you've got an opinion about what I'm talking about, the phone number to do that at is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. You can leave a message. Don't make it longer than 20 or 30 seconds if you want to get it on the air tonight, because I don't want to, if it's you know, 2 or 3 minutes long, I'm not going to have time to review it during a commercial break. But if you leave me a short message with your thought on the topic of what we're discussing, then we can get that on. Leave your name at the beginning of that message, and we can get that on the air. So there's lots of ways to be in touch. I hope that you'll take the opportunity to do that. We are talking about the top story of the week, which is all of the shootings across America. I don't know of a week that the hearts of Americans have been more wrenched. And two of the shootings have really now struck a very hard tone with me. Early in the week, I was much more passive about it, much more wait and see what the facts said and how the situation was going to develop. But I'm starting to get really angry about some things, because I think government elected officials jumping to conclusions got people killed this week. And I think I can demonstrate that. I wrote about it in an article on the website, TheBingeThinker.com. I've now posted that on the Facebook video feed as well. But here's what I want you to consider. That video that we were watching of in the first segment, listening to, of Diamond, what's her name? Diamond Reynolds, Ms. Diamond Reynolds. She began that Facebook Live video archive after the altercation with the officer we didn't know the name of until now. We do now know what the officer's name is. He is not a white man. He is a Hispanic man, Geronimo Yanez. Geronimo Yanez, I believe, is how you pronounce his name. Because of the narrative and because of the girlfriend saying the thing she said on the tape, there were immediately a bunch of assumptions made. And so the governor of Minnesota came out and said some things. He said some things that weren't exactly beneficial. And, Nick, I don't know if we have the governor's video where he says these things, but he basically threw his law enforcement officers in Minnesota under the bus. He made the statement that he would that it would be his assumption, and he passed it off as though it were gospel, that if the person in that vehicle had been white, he would not have ended up being shot. This is Governor Dayton from Minneapolis. Listen to this. Do we have it? Okay. It must not be rolling. When we get that cued.
Deepest condolences go out to the family and friends. And on behalf of all decent-minded Minnesotans, which are almost all of us in this state, we're shocked and horrified by what occurred last night. The horrible, horrible tragedy a senseless tragedy, and one that I commit as chief executive of the state of Minnesota, I will do everything in my power to see is investigated by both the state and local authorities who have the statutory responsibility. Ramsey County Attorney, the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, and also I have reached out, spoken with the President Obama's Chief of Staff, Dennis McGonigal. Spoke with him this morning. He knew of the situation. He was shocked and concerned as well. I asked him to bring me in contact with the U.S. Attorney General. Reached out there, not heard back a response, as well as the head of the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice. And I'm going to urge them to come in here as soon as possible for either whatever they determine is appropriate, whether criminal, civil rights investigations, or both. And I agree that this kind of behavior is unacceptable. It's not the norm in Minnesota.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. He goes on to say other things about if the victim had been white, he'd never be shot. He said four or five things just in that soundbite that we played for you that I find shocking. Because this was the immediate next morning after the shooting. They had almost none of the long-form investigation completed, hardly any of it compiled. So the idea that he could be pronouncing that this was a tragedy, that it was wrong from the standpoint of that his law enforcement people had committed an atrocity of some sort, like he just heard all the assumptions that he made. Then all of the pandering to the Obama administration officials and to the president and to the attorney general and to the Fed's Office of Investigations, all that stuff. This was all stuff he just immediately took the posture of the police must have been wrong. They must have been wrong. Now, why is this important, Kev? Why is the Minneapolis shooting that went down this week so important? Because the guy that shot the officers in Dallas said that one of the main reasons he wanted to kill white people and white police officers was because white police officers had killed a black man in Falcon Heights, Minnesota. See, one led to the other. And the reinforcement of the public officials saying absurdly irresponsible things like, if the victim had been white, he wouldn't have been shot. He doesn't have any proof. He doesn't even know the circumstances that were surrounding the shooting at the time that he's saying that. And what is important to understand is that as facts became known, and again, I was inundated with this on Tuesday or Wednesday. A buddy comes in and goes, "You got to look at this video. You see the girlfriend, your heart goes out for her." You immediately feel compassion, but I kept saying, but what's the rest of the story? The video starts after the shooting. We don't see anything except her getting arrested. And then when you break down the video, you actually discover a good deal more. I'll do some of that for us as we go along through the broadcast tonight. But it is my contention, and I would love to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373. If you want to let me know via phone, 888-340-3373. Or email kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. Or on the Facebook page where we've got the Facebook Live going tonight. But I want to know your thoughts about my contention that the irresponsible statements of our public figures got some Dallas police officers killed this week. I'll make my case when we come back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call
888-400-0435. All right, it's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough live from New York. A little bit of ragtime from our house band, the Hot Sardines. I'm not feeling very hot or funny or anything else tonight because it's just been a raggedy, awful week in America. And as it has gone, I've gotten a little bit more curmudgeon-y and grumpy as it's gone along. But not for all the same reasons that maybe everybody else is. And maybe that's bad, maybe that's good, I'm not sure. Look, on the day after Dallas, I do 3 hours of daily, 4 hours of daily broadcast every day. And on one of those channels, I do an expressly Christian-oriented broadcast. And the Dallas police chief had asked the nation to pray for him and for the mayor and for his police staff and for the people of America, that we would not let this get the better of us. And so I felt compelled to do that. So I invited pastors on from across the New York Metro to come on and to pray about different things that the Lord was talking to them about as they were relating to this. But then in my news talk shows, I talked to police leaders. Bernie Kerik, former police commissioner for the New York Police Department, talked about the bravery with which the Dallas PD acted on the night of the shooting that they lost 12 to gunshots, 5 to death. But the incredible surrealness of the scene. The gunshots start ringing out. You start seeing everybody else running away. And it is men in blue with badges on their chest that are running towards the gunfire. And they did that. I want you to contemplate this, friend. They did that because they were offering security for a free speech event that was designed in its very core nature by a group who has espoused a complete hatred for police, Black Lives Matter. But they were doing it on behalf of people that were there to express their disgust with the police. So the honorable men of the Dallas PD, providing security and safety for people who literally hate their guts, and when gunfire starts to ring out, they shield and protect those people and get them out, and then they go after the guy. They run towards the sound of the gunfire, and they lose five of their brothers in the process. What did we get from our leaders leading up to that? It's a relevant question, because the guy that they ended up taking down in Dallas said that the killing in Baton Rouge and in Minneapolis of the black men in those two cases led him, pushed him over the edge, drove him to want to kill white people and specifically white police officers. So exactly what did go down in Minneapolis? Well, the video of the girlfriend was basically all that the public was going on. And so you heard in the last segment, Mark Dayton, the governor, saying, well, you know, if he'd been white, he wouldn't have been shot, and we were all horrified at this tragedy, and there was no, you know, it's unacceptable and all the rest. I don't know if it's unacceptable. It could have been avoidable. But let me pose some things that we didn't know. That we didn't know then, but we know now. We do know that since that video only picked up after the altercation with the police, we don't know what happened prior to him getting shot. Until today. Here's some previously unknown facts. The officer that shot Mr. Castile in Minneapolis was not white, but Hispanic. Geronimo Yanez was his name. He and another officer pulled Castile over for actual just cause. Police officers Yanez and Joseph Kauser pulled over Mr. Castile and Ms. Reynolds because the driver, Philando Castile, matched the suspect profile in an armed robbery which had occurred on July 2nd. This was July 6th. And it occurred only blocks from where their car was stopped. The armed robbery occurred on July 2nd at 7:30 in the evening, and the closed-circuit television cameras were given to media and detectives on July 5th, which was the day before this happened. A be-on-the-lookout alert, a BOLO, was issued the same day, and they stopped Castile on the 6th, the next day. The police radio dispatch, as captured, records Mr. Yanez telling dispatch, I'm going to stop a car. I'm going to ask and check for IDs. I have reason to pull it over. The two occupants look like the people involved in our robbery. The driver looks more like one of the suspects because of his wide-set nose. From the closed-camera videotape, they had certain features that they were looking for. Roughly 90 seconds after he reports that to radio dispatch, the shooting occurs in the vehicle that Mr. Castile is driving. Ms.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
MC. When you... All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live, 300 radio stations, 44 million television households, and most importantly, you. Participating in the conversation. Great, great, great TV places like Biz TV all across the country, and we are just grateful as can be to have you with us. Okay, 888-340-3373 is the phone number, and we're in the midst of unpacking this information that has not been widely reported, and it should be more widely reported than it has been, but we are in the process of trying to do a good job of getting you to have the information that that you've not gotten from the rest of the media. And part of that is the series of events that went down related to the Minneapolis shooting specifically. Now, that shooting was part of the motivation by the shooter in the Dallas shooting later in the week. So he said, because of this, I'm doing this. And he got really uppity about it. I mean, he was really, you know, mad. Mad enough to try to kill 12 police officers. And wildly proclaim, I'm doing it because they are, in fact, white. But part of it centers around this video that was, in fact, the viral video that the girlfriend posted from the traffic stop in Minneapolis. And I want to give you a chance to hear that one more time, because I realize since the top of the show, some people haven't had the chance to hear it. So let's fire that up again, Nick, if you've got it. This is Ms. Diamond Reynolds describing from her perspective what she wanted people to believe had happened in the car leading up to where she begins rolling this tape on Facebook Live. Let's take a listen to it.
Stay with me. We got pulled over for a busted tail light in the back. And the police just, he's covered. He's killed my boyfriend. He's licensed to carry. He was trying to get out his ID and his wallet out his pocket. And he let the officer know that he had a firearm and he was reaching for his wallet. And the officer just shot him in his arm. We're waiting for a back. I will, sir. No worries. I will. He just shot his arm off. We got pulled over on Larpiner.
I told him not to reach for it. I told him to get his hand open.
You told him to get his ID, sir, and his driver's license. Oh, my God. Please don't tell me he's dead. Please don't tell me my boyfriend just went like that.
Keep your hands where they are, please.
Yes, I will, sir. I'll keep my hands where they are. Please don't tell me this, Lord. Please, Jesus, don't tell me that he's gone. Please don't tell me that he's gone. Please, officer, don't tell me that you just did this to him. You shot 4 bullets into him, sir. He was just getting his license and registration, sir.
Okay, so you hear him calling to his partner, and he's saying, now get them out. So she gets out and begins to obey their instructions to walk backwards. Just a couple more seconds here.
Face away from me and walk backwards. Keep walking. Get on your knees.
And at that point, the phone goes down, and she's not able to narrate anything else. So that's what happens. Okay, so that's the video that the governor comes out the next day and goes, throws his law enforcement officers under the bus, basically says, we're going to get to the bottom of it, but this is terrible. They acted horribly. Now, what you heard and saw in just that little 1 minute and 30 second period doesn't really define much. You just hear her narrating what she wants you to believe. But it actually was a little more detailed than that, because, number one, you didn't have a white officer. You had a Hispanic officer who was the one who shot. He shot 4 times into the arm of the perpetrator. Not into the chest or the head or the torso or anything that would kill him. He was trying to wound him. He said, I told him not to reach for it. Well, what was he reaching for? And again, I've written all of this out in an article on TheBingeThinker.com, and you can get it and forward it to it. It's titled, very simply, Dallas PD Executed on False Premise. But the young man, Mr. Castile, is stopped because the police officer believes he matches the description that they had just received on a be on the lookout alert. Now, some people might say, hey, the fact that you're even doing be on the lookout alerts, it demonstrates a problem. Like, you shouldn't be profiling people. But this is how we do law enforcement. If somebody robbed a store and you have a description of somebody or what somebody looks like, then you do approximate verification by what they look like before you pull them over. I mean, you don't stop a guy that looks the complete opposite. So they said, this guy's got dreads, they're hanging down, he's got facial hair on the chin, He's thin. He's about the right age. He looks like the guy in the video. We're going to check IDs. They also had reason to believe from her Facebook account that she was carrying some Newport cigarettes, which is what had been stolen at the armed robbery. There was some other corroborating evidence that they felt like that made this couple a possible match to that crime. Now, obviously, they're not gonna try the crime there. They either bring them up on charges and send them to the court, or they don't. But when you see someone that you think might be the person, then you start to take a look at it. So she starts narrating this idea that they were pulled over for a busted taillight, which wasn't even the case. It's very clear on the radio dispatch that he says, I specifically said the driver looks like one of our suspects. Okay. She also then claims that her boyfriend is holding a concealed carry permit and it's resting on his left thigh and he's trying to get it out to show the police officer. That never happens. But if you break the video down very carefully, and we have a still shot of this for those of you watching by way of television, it appears as though the butt of a gun is in fact laying on his right leg in that photo. Now, if that is in fact a gun, and he was told not to reach for anything, and he went to go pull something off his lap, and if that gun happens to be pulled from the crime scene, and it happens to match the gun that is used in the armed robbery, whether he did the armed robbery or not, there's enough suspicion there to hold the guy for a question or two. He specifically told him not to reach. Evidently, he did reach. That was why the shots were fired. More on the details you haven't heard on this case when we continue. Kevin McCullough.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
right, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Having the unwelcome task of reporting to you a bunch of stuff that has not been reported tonight. I've taken some heat on social media about this today, but I haven't found anybody to be able to dispute the information that that I've reported on. So you have Mr. Castile in the Minneapolis traffic stop matching the description of the guy that commits the armed robbery, and he matches the suspect according to eyewitnesses of the armed robbery. So we have another eyewitness testimony that said this, quote, the other suspect was described as a black man with shoulder-length dreadlocks. He wore tan pants, tan shoes, white soles, green jacket, green baseball cap, glasses, the release says. He also had some of his hair pulled through into a bun through the strap on the back of his hat. He had a small mustache, facial hair on his chin. Mr. Castile matched all of those, all of that information, and they went and they found some of the clothes that kind of looked like what the guy was wearing in the armed robbery on pictures of his on Facebook. So if similar clothes were noted, see, here it is, whether or not Mr. Castile committed the robbery, that's going to fall to a judge or jury. But was it enough suspicion for the cop to pull him over? And if the cop thought that he was pulling a gun from his lap, which they end up recovering. Oh, the other big lie was his girlfriend said that he had a concealed carry permit. They checked with the sheriff's office. A concealed carry permit had never even been applied for in that county. In fact, the sheriff's office tweeted out, Mr. Castile never applied for a permit to carry with our office. Therefore, we did not issue a permit. I mean, this is... Now, could he have a permit from somewhere else? That's possible. But again, she was adamant he had a permit to carry. Well, a permit to carry isn't even the same thing as a permit to possess. And in Minnesota, there's different requirements. All of this to say that none of these facts had even been examined. None of these questions had been asked, much less answered. When the Minnesota governor comes out and throws the police officers under the bus, and that dominoes into the effect where you have the mass killing in Dallas, Texas, at Black Lives Matter the next night. Now, former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Kerik said on my show on Friday afternoon that it is ignorant and purposefully misleading and dangerous for the Minnesota governor, for President Obama, for Attorney General Lynch to all make these statements. Give shouts out to Black Lives Matter. I mean, they're doing things that are assuming innocence upon the very arm of the law that they govern. And I think, in my opinion, the three of them all contributed to the deaths of those Dallas Police Department officers who were defending people who hated their guts. It appears that Officer Yanez used proper protocol. It appears that he did things to the best of his ability in a situation that he deemed dicey. And friends, we as a nation had better stop throwing our best and brightest.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Miracles.